answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA. I woke up this morning, got myself a gun. Mama
always said I'd be the chosen one. I apologize for the delay. I was once again with the president. He and I were both reviewing the newly released surveillance footage from FBI in the Savannah Guthrie case on just this heartbreaking situation with respect to her mother. The president encourages any American across the country with any knowledge of this suspect to please call the FBI, who continue to assist state and local authorities who are leading this investigation on the ground. And once again, I will reiterate that the prayers of this entire White House are with Savannah and her family at this time, and we hope this person is found soon and that her mother is brought home safely.
That is Carolyn Leavitt from the White House podium today talking about how she wanted to apologize to the press for being late to appear before them, but explaining why. A couple points here, and I mentioned some in the previous hour as well, and I'm going to spend more time on this case a little bit later in this hour, but the Savannah Guthrie's mother kidnapping obviously is taking a lot of attention, a lot of police work. And for some who have relatives missing and have been for some time, I have no doubt they're questioning why so much attention for this woman. They're not trying to belittle her. They don't wish her bad. But why so much time, even to the fact where the president is involved? Well, again, we're talking about an 84-year-old woman that supposedly was taken against her will, and who knows what shape she's in right now. You don't want her to suffer. I don't want her to suffer. But how many other people out there have relatives or loved ones? And I will add this. I'm going to do it now, right in your face. They might have relatives and friends of color, and they don't see this kind of effort being done for them. Or even a teenage girl or boy, or maybe a younger child. That's the way, quote, the world turns, focusing on the most prominent case and getting more and more attention. And the news media knows it. Every time they put her name up and anything to do with her, they have an audience hungry. What's the latest? What's the latest? What's the latest? And you can finish the story right now. And immediately someone else said, well, what else you got? It's understandable. I'm just trying to give it to you in some context of looking at as a news story, as opposed to, quote, an elderly woman missing and hopefully still alive. But wanting you to keep in mind how many others out there are missing and their loved ones don't know where they are. Don't forget them. Because those who are missing their loved ones, they're not forgetting them. That doesn't mean they're trying to say they dismissed the Guthrie missing case, but they're concerned about their own, as you would be if it were if you had a child missing or a grandmother missing, had been for some time. That would preoccupy your time. Not this case. But again, it's, quote, as the world turns, and it is, quote, the nature of the beast being the media as well. And, of course, the question about resources being spent on this case at the extent of what else needs to be solved and dealt with. Those in this area are certainly aware of the Sean Hornbeck kidnapping decades ago. Gone for so long, we were convinced that he was dead. Turns out he was still alive, being kept alive until it was reaching a point where he was an older child and the kidnapper was preparing to kill him once he had another young boy. God's grace entered into that case. All right, more later on this in this hour for you. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. Yeah, we hit on all cylinders for you, and we throw a wide net. I want to get as many as I can listening and you telling your friends and family this program, Larry Connors USA. You need to hear, watch if you can via Zoom, or if you can't hear and watch live, you can always pull it up as a podcast and then share it with others. Well, how do you do all that? Well, you go to News Talk STL Rumble to watch the program, or Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. Podcast available at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. And I always ask you, if you're going to watch or listen at a later point, please push share. Get it onto someone else. And I thank you for that. You're helping spread the message. And this program is unlike any other. And that's not to dismiss or put down others. I'm praising what we do here. I'm not self-boasting. I'm praising the work that goes into it. What I do, what Jerome does, and everybody else that I have around me, offering ideas and so forth. We don't just do your standard talk show. And I don't just open a mic and blah, 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 blah. Sometimes it'd be a hell of a lot easier. Because I have being born in Texas, a BS degree, legitimately. And I have a legitimate certified BS degree from a university. So I can do that. But I want to fill you with information. News Talk, Larry Connors, USA, provides you news, analysis, commentary, and an education. You leave each hour with more knowledge than you have right now. That's a pledge. It's a guarantee. One of the things taking place recently, of course, is trying to get to the bottom of all the fraud that's been going on. I want you to hear an exchange that took place between Senator Hawley of Missouri as he's talking to Seamus Bruner, who is a government accounting official.
Your organization specializes in following nonprofit funding and organizational networks. So based on your research, what organizations have been active on the ground in Minnesota? What can you tell us?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, we have tracked over $60 million, according to the latest 990 disclosures, to approximately 14 groups, some of them national, others on the ground. Groups like the ACLU provide the legal defense, as well as facilitate the trainings for some of the tactics that Senator Corin just described. A group named Democracy Forward, Take Action Minnesota, has gotten over $10 million from these large NGO networks, including the Neville Roy Singham Network. Indivisible, National Lawyers Guild, CTUL, the Council on American Islamic Relations Minnesota, CARE, Minnesota 350, Voices for Racial Justice, on and on. Like I said, over $60 million just according to the latest 990 disclosures.
Wow, that's impressive. They've not only tracked it, they know where it came from, where it went. So this is not an organic effort to demonize Trump, ICE, and everything else, nor an organic effort to, let's say we can steal some money. It is an organized effort, and the money is there. Let's return to the questioning.
$60 million, 14, at least 14 different groups. That sounds like a pretty broad ecosystem here. Where's this money coming from? I mean, how is it flowing to these groups? Do you have any sense?
So we've built a database that contains hundreds of thousands of rows from grants from networks like the Soros Network, the Arabella Funding Network, as mentioned, the Neville Roy Singham Funding Network, many others, Tides, the Ford Foundation Network, the Rockefeller Funding Network, these massive NGOs that have billions of dollars to spend on all kinds of coordinated protest, or in this case, riot activity.
Riot activity. Well, I thought they're just, quote, protesting. Riot activity, that exceeds your First Amendment right of speech if you're causing riots. And they clearly label it, it's riot activity. That's what we're going to be doing. Let me show you something else from a new Inspector General's report that got released just this morning, and it involves the Administration of Children and Families, which is under Health and Human Services. The job is to manage unaccompanied minors, in other words, kids that probably came in the country illegally or were brought in illegally and or found abandoned. They had no one to watch over them. A group called Family Endeavors Incorporated. Now, this sounds great, right? Helping with families. It's a nonprofit group. They signed a one-year contract back in March of 2021. This is just now being uncovered. It's been going on during the Biden administration. But now we're getting to the bottom of a lot, and some was going on even during the Trump administration. But now we got time to dig into it. So the Family Endeavors Incorporated established to manage a new emergency intake site for these children in Texas with 2,000 extra beds, 2,000. In this new report, Biden's administration of children and families failed to follow federal procurement requirements to make sure you have full and open competition because they had insufficient planning. That was because the Biden administration was citing, oh, we're in the midst of COVID. We just, to hell with the taking proper bids. Let's just give the money up. The contract price was more than double the agency's own cost of $244 million. They estimate it's going to take $244 million. The Biden administration just dumped more on them, increasing the value of the original estimate three times, saying we need shelter beds. A lot of this taking place in Pecos, Texas. I spent a lot of time in my youth growing up in Pecos, Texas. It's not a rich part of the world, but it's part of the Landman series, the Permian Basin area. So it kind of gives you a view. It's basically blue collar. But you got a group in there that was making money all the way around. So how can we make money with our economy and have it look so good with all the fraud going on? Well, once again, let's take a look at the jobs report.
It was a blockbuster report. I was surprised. Sort of the meta story here has been that we've already gotten the pain on jobs, meaning 2.5 million deportations, federal layoffs, slower federal spending. The problem was that the drivers of jobs, so Fed cuts and reshoring, you know, Trump's talking about $4 trillion plus of incremental factory investment. Those all take a long time. They can take years, in fact. Taiwan Semiconductor is taking 40 years on their factory out in Arizona. So I expected continuing sort of paper weakness. This was blockbuster.
Yeah, it is. And that is a CNN economist saying this is blockbuster what's going on here. They're constantly amazed. They're constantly amazed. I have a report here. I'm going to have to find it here in a moment. But while we're doing that, let me take you back to Congress and hear from the CEO of Peabody Coal as to how well they're doing and in turn the nation is doing because of President Trump.
Mr. President, we stand here today representing the thousands of coal miners across the country to express our deep gratitude to you, sir, for the actions you've taken to support our industry. Your leadership and decisive actions have sent a powerful message. We have a president who, more than any other, deeply understands the importance of coal in supporting the future of this nation. Sir, you know what most people don't. The U.S. has more energy in its coal than any nation has in any single energy source. We have more energy than Russia has in its gas, and we have more energy than Saudi Arabia has in its oil. Yet before you, sir, presidents were afraid to allow coal to help keep electricity abundant and low cost. And Mr. President, that changed with you. We saw the impact of your wise policy in real time during the recent winter storm as temperatures plunged and demand surged. The coal plants you directed to keep open provided the stability and resilience that the grid needed. And today, thanks to your leadership, sir, we are working with your administration on the potential to build new coal-fueled power plants and having coal emerge as a source of rare earth elements and critical minerals that are essential for our national security and economic future.
And of course, the attitude of Hillary, Biden, and all the leftists and the climate alarmists, want to shutter all of them. We will not dig another piece of coal out of the ground. Those of you who had coal jobs, as Biden said, you just need to retry and get a new job. Think about how many people would have suffered in the midst of this winter when we know many did suffer and some die inside New York City. Mondani. Well, I don't want to take you this article from Axios points out how Trump is failing. Yeah, just based on what I said. Their headline, a year into Trump's term, voters say Biden was better. What the hell are these people drinking? Let me tell you, this is bringing this forward. First of all, they continue the article. President Trump has become so politically toxic, voters now say Joe Biden did a better job as president. These are coming from new polls. They're predicting a potential midterm wipeout for the Republicans. Now, I don't know where that's going right now, but I do know I look at these surveys. These are national surveys. Harvard-Harris poll by Mark Penn. 51% of registered voters say Trump is doing a worse job than Biden. How the hell can they reach that conclusion? Rasmussen Report, which is a Trump-friendly pollster, saying that 46%, 48% say Biden did a better job. Huh. YouGov Economist found 46% of U.S. adults say Trump is doing a worse job. What the hell are they drinking out there? If you're having a problem with the economy and affordability and all that, it also gets back to the government and what they're doing, which brings me to Rick Santelli, the one who stood on the floor of the House Exchange, the Wall Street Exchange, and said, stop the spending, stop the spending.
I'm going to say that nobody's going to rain on my parade, and these numbers are what they are. 50K. All these naysayers steeped in politics continue to be negative. That's okay, because 50K says you've all been wrong. You keep from going in the water, even though it's very hot outside. I say all the investment gurus out there, jump in the markets in the U.S. because global GDP is going to take a big ramp up, and the U.S. is leading the way.
I love it. I love it. By the way, Gallup, one of the major national polling groups tracking presidential approval ratings for 88 years, says we're not going to do that anymore. They've been embarrassed too many times. They confirm that they will cease publishing approval and favorability ratings for individual figures this year. Say it reflects an evolution in how we focus our public research and thought leadership. In other words, we've been wrong too many times. We need to do something else. The Guthrie case still to come. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I apologize for the delay. I was once again with the president. He and I were both reviewing the newly released surveillance footage from FBI in the Savannah Guthrie case on just this heartbreaking situation with respect to her mother. The president encourages any American across the country with any knowledge of this suspect to please call the FBI, who continue to assist state and local authorities who are leading this investigation on the ground. And once again, I will reiterate that the prayers of this entire White House are with Savannah and her family at this time, and we hope this person is found soon and that her mother is brought home safely.
Now, I did repeat that soundbite as we began this second hour. I aired it at the beginning, and I told you I'd have more to follow up on with that. And a reason is that there's a lot behind the scenes we don't know. There's a lot of speculation, and there are a lot of folks that are convinced that I know exactly what happened. No, you don't. Not unless you're directly involved in the kidnapping and are closer to the case than the majority of the public. I have covered decades and decades of folks kidnapped, missing, and whatever. And often the story turns out not to be as it was originally presented. I'm not saying that's happened in this case. What I'm saying is that all these reports out there, they're just reports. They might be, quote, valid news reports and accurate. They might be wholly accurate. They might be partially accurate. They might be closer to fiction than fact. What we do know that I think we can agree on, the search for 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie, the mother today hosts Savannah Guthrie, now into its 12th day in Arizona. Investigators say they've had more than 18,000 tips. They discovered a pair of black gloves near her Tucson area home after they released doorbell footage of a masked armed suspect walking up and then apparently realizing for the first time there was a camera next to the door and then tried to cover it. And then went back off the edge of the porch, picking up some flowers and dirt, moving forward again, trying to cover up what he's already been exposed to. There's nothing that says that guy had anything to do with her disappearance. There's nothing other than that was strange behavior going on at the time she went missing. It also doesn't say he didn't have something with it. The FBI agents and the Pima County Sheriff's deputies actively searching the Catalina foothills, where a black glove was found and sent for DNA analysis. See if they can find anything. If the guy has a record anywhere and has his material on file with the DNA, that's the way we do things now, which is perfect. Every convict in our prisons and all the illegals that we catch in our country, they're all put into the DNA file. And again, as I say, reportedly at least 18,000 tips have been received, and thousands came in within the first 24 hours. Some of them thinking they might actually have something of value, and some just looking for low publicity, possibly. The family has shared various pieces of footage, plus the camera on the door front, and saying, we believe she's still alive. The FBI is offering up to $50,000, leading for the arrest of those involved. Let me put it this way, either to her location or the arrest of those involved. Normally, when a reward is offered, it's offered, in this case, leading to her location. If they get to her, then they would get the $50,000. How they work it out, would they be immune? A lot of that stuff would have to be tracked through. But normally, if you're going to offer $50,000 for information leading to her or leading to those involved, it's normally added with those involved and convicted. You want to make sure you're paying off people that were directly involved. And every time I open up the file, there's another report. I got a retired police chief saying he's in Phoenix talking about some new evidence in the search for Nancy Guthrie. He calls it new evidence. I don't see anything that he's pointing out that points out, quote, really new evidence. I've seen a lot of speculation, but I'm not trying to take away from anybody who thinks they've got something. The Hollywood Reporter saying Savannah Guthrie posting new video showing and saying the family will never give up. Of course they're not. And then Savannah Guthrie's missing mom search continues. They did have a person detained but released, as reported by the USA Today. There was a pizza delivery guy that apparently got wrapped up in this, either in some fashion or another, that they picked up and realized, guy, all I'm doing is delivering pizza in the neighborhood. I don't know how I'm in here. But let's go back to what I was pointing out in the beginning of today's program. This is the kind of thing that catches eyeballs and attention constantly. And the media, including me, know that. They know the public is hungry for what's the latest, what's the latest, what's the latest? In our preceding hour, in case you missed it today, shame on you. I know you can't listen all the time. That's why we put everything up as a podcast later. You find a podcast of Larry Connors USA on any podcast outlet you want, but we'd like to point you to a couple that we prefer, but it's your choice. News Talk STL or LarryConnorsUSA.com or Larry Connors USA Facebook. Pull up the previous hour and listen, because I draw a correlation between the anxiety and the concern and the peddling of fears and fiction to this case, to the kidnapping of Charles Lindbergh's baby 80 plus years ago. The only real difference between the, quote, hysteria and the news that was going around then compared to now is there are more reporters, more opportunities, video, things of this nature, more ways to get it out on a constant basis, right to your phone. You don't have to wait for the paper to show up. You don't have to go run out to the local newsstand and pick up a paper. You don't have to wait for the evening news or whatever news source you're watching. But it really replicates a nation caught in a web of confusion, chaos, and mystery. And we should all add that, as you heard Carolyn Leavitt say, the president and the entire White House are praying for her safe recovery. And we should add, we say the same for everyone who has a loved one who is missing. An hour, a day, or more. I'm going to relate a very personal story. Didn't get any publicity. I'm at Channel 2. I'm getting ready to go on the air for the 5 o'clock news. I'm in the makeup room. Yes, I had to put on makeup. Well, you do it to take the shine off your face. And yes, I had hair then to some extent, so trying to make myself look pretty good. The news director comes in. And we're less than 3 minutes to go to the air. He said, your wife's on the phone, needs to talk to you. I said, I'll call her back and talk to her later. He said, no, you need to talk to her now. I said, well, I can call her later. He said, Larry, you need to talk to her now. I had two children at that point, ages 6 and 8, if I recall. I pick up the phone and I hear my wife's voice and she's trying to say something. All of a sudden I hear her scream and collapse and crying and sobbing. I can't make out anything she's saying. I'm thinking, my God, what's happened to one of my kids? She and the two girls had walked to their school, and coming back, one of the children, my youngest, decided to go a different direction. Got back to the house early and decided to hide in an upstairs bedroom and tore pieces of paper leading to a closet door where she was not hiding. She was hiding in a little attic door. We had probably 30 workers at the house doing different things. So she's asking them, have you seen Christy? They said, no, we haven't seen her. Now they drop all their work. They're helping. Then they call the police in. And this had been going on for almost 2 hours before I'm called. And I'm called only when one of the officers tells my wife, I think you need to call Larry. It ended well for us because as she's on the phone to me, my daughter walks in. She fell asleep in the attic and woke up and then came downstairs. She did not know all the panic she put everyone into, had no idea. Wasn't trying to play tricks, just other than fake hiding out. But for the police, when they reach that point and tell my wife, think you need to call Larry. To them, they were worried that someone had abducted my child. She never got to saying that to me directly, but later at home that night, I'm replaying that, what if she had been abducted? How would I deal with that? I cannot begin to feel the emotional empathy that would be needed for a parent missing a child or a child missing a parent. But I've been there to some extent. And if you're there or will be, I pray that God will bring you comfort and peace and protection. Coming up, battle in Congress.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Great news from my sponsor, Tom Shaw Realtors, proving if you want to buy, sell homes, farms, acreage, you want Tom Shaw. In 2025, selling more than 100 properties, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. $20 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
Very superstitious. Writings on the wall. Very superstitious. Letters about to fall.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The president saying they indicted me twice. They sure did. They tried to impeach him twice. And you, Mr. Nadler, were one of the leads on the impeachment. I was on the other side. I lived that with you. During impeachment, you said the president conspired, sought foreign interference in the 2016 election. Robert Mueller found no evidence, none, of foreign interference in 2016. Have you apologized to President Trump? Have you apologized to President Trump, all of you who participated in those impeachment hearings against Donald Trump? You all should be apologizing. You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it. You know, all they want to do, all the American people need to know this. They are talking about Epstein today. This has been around since the Obama administration. This administration released over 3 million pages of documents, over 3 million. And Donald Trump signed that law to release all of those documents. He is the most transparent president in the nation's history.
Now, a lot of what you're hearing from Attorney General Bondi, you cannot argue. But still, some say she's fallen short. And they say that she really has not released everything of value that we need to see. I don't know. But I will tell you what House Democrats are picking up on it. So those of you who are pushing against Pam Bondi, be aware of this from Politico, which is a leftist-leaning organization. They want you to believe that House Democrats think Pam Bondi just helped them in the midterms. Some believe that. They think that she's not being strong enough. So, yes, she's helping the midterm elections because we don't have, quote, everything. And then several names had been made public. Some were saying yesterday, well, why these were redacted. Why are they not? Why were they redacted to begin with? Look, I do not know everything about the Epstein case. I don't. I paid some attention to Jerome. I saw you upon Tuesday. Jerome is resident Epstein advisor expert. Listen to him in the morning with Mike Ferguson. I'm sure he gets some shots in. Here, not don't open his mic. I don't discount anyone's thinking. And there's so many unknowns, you have to keep every possibility open. But we do know, and we reported the other day, that where we found Trump's name, it appeared where a sheriff was saying he got called by, now this is the sheriff claiming this, so maybe he made it up, got called by Trump saying, I don't want Epstein coming to Mar-a-Lago anymore, and I would like you to know they should no longer welcome here. Did he really say that? Did the sheriff make it up? I don't know. I mean, come on. If I did, I'd tell you. If I had a fact, I'd give it to you. If I had something I truly suspected, this is a fact to the best of my knowledge, I'd relate it that way. Personally, I do think a lot of the public is done with the Epstein case, and I don't care where you stand on it as to if you've gotten everything or not, but I'm telling you and I urge you, do not forget the victims. there clearly were victims. I don't care who was involved in messing with them. Well, I do care, but regardless of who might have been involved, I'm more concerned about those young victims, what they went through then and where they are now in their head. But Bondi was really tearing into Jerry Nadler, the New York congressman, of course, who, yes, he was leading impeachment proceedings against Trump twice. And she said, I was right there because I had to battle you against that. Well, they weren't through sparring.
You can let her filibuster all day long, but not on our watch.
Reclaiming?
Not on our time. No way.
Reclaiming?
And I told you about that, Attorney General, before you started.
You don't tell me.
No,
anything.
I did tell you because
Washed
we saw
up.
What you did in the Senate.
You're a lawyer. You're not even a lawyer.
Committee will be in order.
Time, and I should get back at least 45 seconds.
We will give you a few more seconds. I
not
said that already.
45 seconds.
Okay.
It's kind of like these instant replays, you know. Back where a ref comes out and says, back the clock will be reset 5 seconds earlier. Yeah, I know. Point's been made over and over again. I encourage you to continue to watch it if you have interest, but the news cycle is constantly spinning out something new. And what I do in putting this program together, I'm trying to touch a lot of bases. And I know if I spend too much time on one particular thing, you say, oh, I'm bored. I could care less about that. But if I tell you about what I've got coming up in a moment, this year, oh, well, I'll stick around for that. In fact, someone directly accused me to my face, he'd come up and said, Larry, I was about ready to shut it off or go listen and do something else. And then you tease something and you were just teasing me to make me stay and listen, weren't you? Guilty. Yes, that's exactly what I was doing. And then I hope I delivered. Of course, if I tease it and it's not so big, you'll walk away and think, well, that's more of Larry Connors BS stuff. Not going to step in that again. I'll bet you will. Not because I'm laying so much BS out there, but because what I present you, as I tell you with Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and education. And you do walk away with more knowledge than you have as you begin each hour. That's not to belittle you and what you already know and have accumulated. And it's not to make me the grand wizard of all. It's not. I'm just telling you, we strive daily to present as much information as we can to you. And every day when I finish, I've got reams of paper here that I never get to. I get great ideas pitched to me, but they just don't fit with what I'm trying to do that day. This story, though, I'm not going to ignore. This has to do with illegals being released to roam about the country. A federal judge, 6 days ago, I'm just now having a chance to get to it, released four illegal immigrants with lengthy rap sheets that include not just charges, but convictions for murder and child sex crimes. They've been convicted for murder and child sex. But this Obama appointee in Louisiana, this must be one messed up Cajun, DeGravelis, I don't even know if that's Cajun or anywhere like Louisiana to the ones I know. If it had been Thibodeau, you know how to spell Thibodeau in Cajun? Well, you better learn. But anyway, this DeGravis, I haven't even looked on his background or who he is. I could care less. But what he did, these four defendants, one an Ethiopian convicted of sexual exploitation of a minor. He was ordered removed September 5 of last year. He's still there. They haven't done it, haven't turned him over to the ICE administration. And he was released in the U.S. by the Biden administration. Another guy from Cuba, convicted for homicide, assault, resisting an officer, and other charges. An immigration judge issued a deportation order for him on September 24, 2001. And he's still in the state of Louisiana, was in jail until now. He's being freed by this judge. There's another Cuban, convicted, I'm not talking about charged, convicted for homicide, kidnapping, selling cocaine. A deportation order issued for him March 27, 2002. How the hell are these people still here? Still another one, convicted of homicide. Ordered deported May 30, 1995. September 2025, last year, DHS announced a partnership with Louisiana to expand the ICE detention space at Louisiana State Penitentiary, known as Angola, now dubbed the Louisiana Lockup. And it houses some of the criminal illegals arrested by ICE, guys that never should be on the streets again. But this federal judge in Louisiana, we're not going to hold them in custody anymore. Let them go. Don't turn them overnight. Just let them go. Judge, how about this? How about we give them your address and they go and stay with you and your family? Any one of the four. Would you want them in your home? Of course not. But they don't mind releasing them on the streets so they can prey on you and your children. All right, let's try to find some good things. And the best place to go for some good things lately is the economy. Listen to Carolyn Leavitt from the White House press pool talking about the tax cut you're going to be getting.
Thanks to President Trump signing the largest middle class tax cut in history, this is shaping up to be the biggest tax refund season ever, and we are in it now. President Trump and Republicans fundamentally believe that Americans deserve to keep more of their hard-earned money, not less, which is why he fought so hard to deliver this long overdue relief. From no tax on tips, overtime or Social Security, to auto loan interest deductions on new American-made vehicles, plus increases to the standard deduction in child tax credit, more money is flowing back into the pockets of hardworking Americans. We're already hearing from everyday Americans across the country who are reporting substantial tax savings thanks to the working families tax cut, which every single Democrat in Congress voted against.
Yes, keep that in mind. They voted against even their own constituents getting reduced taxes. They voted against them having to pay tax on overtime. They voted against them getting tax deductions on interest for buying a car. They voted against it. This was going to help all Americans. This was a tide to lift all boats. And the Democrats are so stupid, they put holes in the boat, drowning them and their other Democrats. Now, this was signed into law July 4 of last year, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. It makes most of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act permanent. Keep in mind, these provisions, some of them, apply to last year. The majority of your tax cuts and adjustments will take effect regarding this year. So this time next year, when you're filing for 2026 income, that's where you're going to see it. There'll be adjustables and withholding tables for depending on your take-home pay. Child tax credit will jump from $2,200 as it stands this year. A new bonus will begin in 2025 or later that will go deeper into 2026. Federal deduction for qualified overtime available all the way through 2028. And the leftists didn't want it. You Democrats who are supporting these guys, you need to get in their face and say, what the hell are you doing to me? They're not helping you. And in fact, to that extent, Carolyn Leavitt pointed out how often the national media stands right there in front of her and in the White House and ignores basic stories that are good for you.
I will just point out that there are a lot of wins in the news this week that people in this room have not asked about because you continue to ask questions about the same subject. So let me point them out for you. Again, on Friday, the Dow shattered 50,000 for the first time ever. This week, the American Society of Plastic Surgeons came out in opposition to gender mutilation surgeries for children. They are the first major medical group to do so. A federal appeals court today, nobody asked about that, just upheld the Trump administration's policy of detaining illegal aliens, validating the strong measures that have driven illegal crossings to historic lows and sent a crystal clear message that under President Trump, if you enter the country illegally, you will be detained and removed. The murder rate, again, not a single question about this, has plunged to a 125-year low as crime falls across the board, thanks to President Trump's crime crackdown. We also saw this week national median rents have fallen to a four-year low following six consecutive monthly declines, and mortgage affordability has surged to a four-year high. Home ownership is the core foundation principle of the American dream, and I will repeat that mortgage affordability this week surged to a four-year high, but not a single of mention of that in this briefing room today. And again, this came out last Friday, but for an unprecedented ninth straight month, there were zero illegal border crossings at the southern border.
But they didn't mention it. They don't bring it up in the press conference because they got more important things to do, like why is ICE so mean on the streets? Why is Trump even in office? You can ask tough questions, but you can also make sure you cover the foundations, the basis. I got a story here in front of me. This is an illegal in California. Was in the sanctuary state of California. Now, he's only accused of raping and murdering a 13-year-old. Only accused, but I read you earlier cases out of Louisiana where they were convicted and they were set them free. So don't you imagine that in California they'd also say, well, even if he's charged, let him go. Now they find out that he might have raped two other young boys. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, independent, libertarian, or just an alien from another world. You don't want this in your life, do you? Thanks for listening. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.